in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Come on, just lift up your hands and just worship. Lift up your hands and just worship Him. Just love Him. Just express your love towards Him. Unto Him shall the gathering of His people be. We have not gathered to see a man. We have gathered to see Him tonight. Bible says we see Jesus. Just go ahead and love Him. Just go ahead and worship Him. His presence is mighty in this place. And He is said to do fearful things, mighty things, terrible things in righteousness. Just go ahead and worship Him. Kobo Rabba Kasatai. Girumai. Girumai. Mumbaka. Yahweh, come on, worship Him. Signs and wonders. It's a miracle healing and impartation service. There are different kinds of meetings, and each meeting that God calls for, He manifests Himself. He manifests His glory. He manifests in glory in accordance with the purpose for that meeting. Kalido sepeletena. Genesis 21 verse 1, the Lord visited Sarah as He had said. The Lord did unto Sarah as He had spoken. This is your hour of divine visitation. I want you to lift up your voice. I don't know the area that you need divine intervention. I don't know where you need God to show up for you. I don't know where you need the help of God. I don't know where you desire miracle in your life. You need a touch of God. I want you to lift up your hands. say, Father, in this encounter service, visit me with your glory. Visit me with your power. And let there be speedy performance. Can you lift up your voice? Oh yes, oh yes. Let all those prayer requests be converted into praise report. I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, visit me with your glory. Visit me and change my story. Are you praying? Shabaliko bakatia. He said, ask anything in my name, I will do it. Ask anything. He said, unto him that is able to do exceeding according. Likobarika patai. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think or imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. Likobakasida kapatai. Rondeke breskatila. He say, I am the Lord God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? The God of all possibilities is here. The God of miracles, signs and wonders is here. The God of all flesh. Lift up your voice and vocalize your expectation. Voice out your expectation. What exactly do you want him to do for you? Let this be my hour of visitation. Let this service, this miracle service, be my hour of divine visitation. My hour of supernatural turnaround. My hour of divine turnaround. Supernatural turnaround. Supernatural change of story. Father, change my story. Rewrite my story. Rewrite my narrative. Shadaka balakatai. Supernatural shift. Supernatural shift. Grant me a speedy supernatural shift. That the Lord has prepared for me. In this feast of fat things, I take delivery of my prophetic package and portion. Ilabonde kebarakatai. Shalabakondo soveletena. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh song says, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, Are you aware the Lord of hosts is in our midst? Just go ahead and acknowledge his presence. The Lord of hosts is in this place. That word, the Lord of hosts, means the Lord of heaven's army, the captain of heaven's army, the commander of heaven's army, the Lord of the heavenly host of angels. Just go ahead and bless him. Kilo boko sabalakidas. Just worship him. Just worship him. Oh yes. Sheka barakato. Come on, sing it without the instrument. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we worship you. We acknowledge your mighty, awesome presence in our midst. Thank you, Father. Do what only you can do. Multiply your miracles. Do marvels in our midst. Let no one return the same. Let no one remain disappointed. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Perform miracles, wonders without numbers. Thank you for the light of revelation from your word. Thank you for enlightening our understanding. At the end of the day, let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. I say, clap your hands, oh you people. I say, clap your hands, oh you people. Come on now, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. I hear shout of victory. Woo! I hear shout of victory. The voice of triumph. Come on. Celebrate in victory. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. It's a brand new month, the month of March. Hallelujah. It's our month of total triumph. I'm so excited about this month. I don't know about you. I don't know if you are as excited as I am. You will give the Lord a shout of praise. This month, your testimony will abound. They will be, listen, they will be too numerous to share. Overlapping testimony. While you are sharing one, another one will interrupt you. Before you finish that one, another one will interrupt you. Your testimonies are coming in series. Abundance of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Now, just look at the person to your left and to your right. Say, welcome to the month of March, your month of total triumph. You might be seated in heavenly places. I welcome you to our March miracle healing and impartation service. Hallelujah. God is faithful. The Lord is with us as a mighty, terrible one, doing wonders in our midst. And I'm so excited about what the Lord is already doing. Hallelujah. Are you aware miracles have started happening already? Did you hear the testimony of our precious sister Deborah? Did you hear her testimony? Did you hear her testimony? Or were you sleeping when she was testifying? Already, miracles are happening. She testified how God healed her of a stomach condition the moment she stepped into this place. Now, I want you to understand that atmospheres have prophetic implication. Did you hear what I just said? So miracles will not happen in your house when you are at home. You need to step into certain kind of atmospheres where the manifest presence of God is there. Am I communicating? God is everywhere, but he does not manifest his presence everywhere. And I'm so glad to announce to you that the manifest presence of God, that miracle working presence, is in this place. Hallelujah. Nobody encounters Jesus and remains the same. Our sister got healed of that stomach condition because she entered this atmosphere where the manifest presence of God is, the God of miracle. And not just healing testimony, she also had a financial what? Financial miracle. I want you to be conscious of where you are. Spiritual things, they work with a certain kind of consciousness. It is what you are conscious of that is activated for you. Am I communicating? This is not a football viewing center. This is not a social club. This is not a political rally. You are in the manifest presence of God, and you have implicated yourself for a divine touch, for a divine encounter. Am I communicating? Glory to God. I say glory to God. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Glory to God. Everything God does, he does by his word. Everything God does, he does by his word. He says he sent forth his word. His word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Everything God can do, his word can do. Am I communicating? God did not need to jump and come down from heaven. All he needed to do was to send forth his word. When people cried to him for help, how does God help people? By sending his word. He will send his messenger carrying his word. Am I communicating? The word for your change of story. The word for your divine turnaround. Am I communicating? God sends his messenger with his message, which is packaged in his word. So I want you to listen attentively. God have sent me your way tonight. You didn't hear me. I said, God have sent me your way tonight. And he has put his word in my mouth for your change of story, for your miraculous turnaround. Glory to God. I say, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Hallelujah. So Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And then he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Glory to God. Healing all, not some. There are no incurable illnesses. There are no incurable diseases with God. Did you hear what I just said? There are no incurable diseases with God. With men are impossible. Thank God for medicine. Thank God for science. Thank God for medical science. But medical science
is limited. That's why they tax certain illnesses, they tax them incurable. But guess what? With God, there is no such thing as incurable disease. All sicknesses are curable by the power of God. Are you listening? Cancers are curable. Sickle cell disease, sickle cell anemia, curable. Am I communicating? Every sickness has a cure. Caligobosa, HIV, curable. Manteco fretilakida, hepatitis, curable. Malatusa balatina. There are no incurable illnesses with God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all. Somebody say all. Healing is for all. And the good news is that Jesus has paid the price for that healing. He has paid the price. See, every pain, every sickness in your body is illegal in your body. Jesus has already paid the price in full for your total healing. Am I communicating? The Bible says, who of his own sin bore our, who of his own self bore our sins in his own body on the cross, 1 Peter 2:24, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. In past tense, in past participle, glory to God. The price has been paid. I said the price has been paid. For your liberty, the price has been paid. For your healing, the price has been fully paid. No wonder Isaiah 53 verse 1, Isaiah said, who has believed our report? And that word report means gospel. That word report in Hebrew means good news, good tidings, glad tidings. Am I communicating? An announcement that makes you glad. And that's what the gospel is all about. Glory to God. Who has believed our report? Who has believed the gospel of Christ? Who has believed the good news of what Jesus has already accomplished for us through his finished work? He said that same person will see the power of God, the arm of the Lord advertised in their life. The person whose report you believe determines whose hand you will see. Am I communicating? If you believe Satan's report about your health, about your finances, about your business, about your family, about your career and job, you will see the hand of the devil fully advertised. But if you believe the report of God, that bloody report, that blood, that report that is so blood of Jesus, that is smeared in blood, that blood-stained report of what Jesus has done, he said, then you will see the arm of God, the power of God made naked, the power of God fully advertised on your behalf. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Malekobaya sepeletena brandekepo. Psalm 103 verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And he started listing those divine benefits of the finished work of Christ. Number one, who forgiveth all. Somebody say all. The sacrifice of Jesus is the full payment for our sins, our iniquity. Jesus, with his blood, that is blood sacrifice, he paid the price for the forgiveness and for the remission of our sins. He said, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? So in Christ, no generational curse has any right to come upon a believer. If it is operating in your life, it is operating illegally, sponsored by your ignorance, by your failure to enforce your authority. Am I communicating? Because iniquities are the sponsors of generational curses. And the Bible says the sacrifice of Jesus has handled it all. He said, who healeth? Look at the second benefit there. Who healeth what? All. Somebody say all. Does that include cancer? Does that include HIV? Who healed all thy diseases? Listen, when a doctor tells a patient that this your breast cancer, for instance, say this your breast or liver cancer, is stage 4. It has metastasized it has spread all over your body. There is nothing we can do now in terms of curing it. We can only do what we call palliative treatment. Palliation means you relieve symptoms, you relieve the pain, you try to manage it, but you cannot cure it. Am I communicating? So, by the time the doctor explains to the patient that medically, there's nothing we can do. In other words, it cannot be cured. And many people believe them. They believe doctors. I'm a medical doctor, I can tell you that. People believe doctors. They believe... One day I sat down. I said, how I wish people believe God the way they believe doctors. I'm not saying you should be fighting with your doctor. I'm just trying to explain something here. The Bible says, whose report shall we believe? Now, the doctor is giving you the fact, the medical fact, the factual report about that condition. What we call fact. But there is something greater than medical fact. Did you hear me? There is something greater than fact. It's called the word of God. Am I communicating? And when you put your faith in the word of God, it can change every contrary negative fact. It can change that factual report into a good report. The Bible says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. You can obtain a good medical report. You can obtain a good financial ayagaba ligo balakidas. You can obtain a good report, whether it is in your health or in your finances or in your family or career and job, by the operation of faith. Faith, real Bible faith based on the word of God. Am I communicating? The word of God can change every situation. The word of God created this whole world, and the word of God can recreate the world. It can recreate your world. Hallelujah. The doctors are not lying. They are only speaking to the knowledge of medical science, to the limit of medical knowledge. That's why they made that conclusion that this thing, there's nothing we can do. But the word of God gives us hope. Am I communicating? The Bible talked about Abraham. He said, who against hope? Believe in hope. You see two types of hope there. Who against the natural hope of childbirth? He believed in another hope, supernatural hope, that came from the word of God. The word God spoke to him, that I have made you a father of many nations. Am I communicating? That word that came to him gave him a supernatural hope. So Abraham chose to believe in the hope that the word of God gave him against the natural hope of conception, when it was naturally impossible for him and Sarah to give birth. Am I communicating? Who against hope believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken? Am I communicating? He says, so shall thy seed be. So faith is a choice. Thank God we are starting a faith series next Sunday. Faith to frame your world. Very powerful. I'm already excited about that series. Makalagabadaya. By faith, you can triumph over every situation. It doesn't matter the report they gave you. See, by faith, you can obtain a good report in your health. If only you will believe the report of God more than you believe the report of men. The Bible says, if we accept, believe the testimony of men, it says the testimony of God is greater. Hi, that scripture, it completely changed my life. He said, if we accept or believe the testimony or the report of men, he said the report of God is greater. So you must make a choice to put your faith in God's report, in the report of his word. Am I communicating? It doesn't matter what is happening in your life right now. It doesn't matter the current happening. Choose to put your faith in God's report, that blood-stained, blood-smeared report of what Jesus has done. And then you will see the power of God manifested. Glory to God.
I say glory to God. Who healeth all thy diseases. Every sickness you came here with is healable. I say it is healable. Because Jesus has already paid the price for the healing. There is no such thing as incurable. There is no such thing as hopeless. You are not hopeless. Neither are you helpless. In Christ, we are not hopeless. I say in Christ, we are not hopeless. It doesn't matter how bad your case appears. You have hope. Am I communicating? God is your helper. Say with me in the name of Jesus, I am not hopeless and I am not helpless. The Lord is my helper. I say the Lord is my helper. He said God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in time of need. He's our Ebenezer. Is our stone of help. Is our indwelling. The Holy Spirit is our indwelling helper. Am I communicating? He is Allos Paracletus, called to go side by side. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to declare the what? The acceptable year of the Lord. Can you shout amen? Amen. Give me this in amplified. Okay, let's start from 18, amplified, 18 to 19. Let's see it in amplified version. Have I titled this message yet? Eh? War against satanic oppression. Write it down. War against satanic oppression. War against satanic oppression. Satanic torture. Satanic torment. God is declaring war against them in this service. War against satanic oppression, satanic torture, torment, yokes, bondages, and captivity. Today marks their end in your life. You see, when I was praying and preparing for this service, the Holy Spirit told me that he is angry at some long chronic issues in the life of his people. There are some issues, some problems, some sickness, some situation that have tarried too long, and God is angry. He said in this service he is judging them. No, you did not hear me. I say in this service God is releasing the dagger of judgment against chronic issues, chronic conditions, stubborn situations, stubborn problems, any issue of long continuance. On this mountain they are ending. On this mountain the Lord is terminating them. That sickness that have lingered for long, tonight is the end of it. I said tonight you are receiving answers. Answers to chronic conditions. Answers to chronic illnesses. Answers to chronic bondages. Answers to Ashika Balataya. Every issue of long continuance, God is ending it by his power. It will not survive the dagger. Katilobora Kapataya. Mandi kabo sabila tatash. I sense the anointing. Manda kabaya.
See, listen. Every long issue of long continuance, I don't care how many years, chronic issues, chronic delays, chronic sickness, chronic akaliko barakatiza brandeke palatina, chronic denial, rejection, depression, discouragement, pain, ayalika parando sofreketila, lagatuze petetela. Whatever have stayed for long in your life that Satan has oppressed you with, in the name of Jesus, I'm anointed to announce today is your day of liberty. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liko bakasida kapatai. Today marks the expiry date. The expiry date of age-long captivity. The expiry date of chronic issues. Issues of long continuance. In the name of Jesus. Are receiving answers on this mountain. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord said, declare war against satanic oppression, because I'm angry at it. And whatever God is angry at in your life, me too, I'm angry at it. Kalido sepeletena. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden. Listen, anyone that came here oppressed, anyone under the sound of my voice, I'm anointed to announce, today marks the expiry date of that oppression. Kalabatuze peletina, rande kebaha. As I speak, the spirit of depression is lifted from some people right now. You are Ashila Gabataya. That spirit of depression leaves you now. In the name of Jesus. He says, to send forth as delivered those that are oppressed, who are downtrodden, those who are bruised, those who are crushed, those who are broken down by calamity. Alikata kabalakataya. If you came here crushed, you came here downtrodden, you came here alika bataya, broken hearted, by the anointing, I declare your liberty now. I declare your liberty now. I declare your liberty now. You are coming out of that oppression. You are coming out of that bondage. You are coming out of that captivity. That broken hearted is mended by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Next verse. Mandoko seketi lakapatai. To proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord. The day when salvation and the free favors of our God. Somebody say salvation. Somebody say free favors. Of our God, of God, profusely abound. In the Old Testament, there is this thing called the year of Jubilee. But that was a type and a shadow of Jesus. Jesus the Messiah is our Jubilee. Jesus, you see, when he said the acceptable and acceptable year of the Lord, the day salvation and free favor, is describing the year of Jubilee. This is what happens during the year of Jubilee. Am I communicating? There is a divine redemption. There is a divine release. There is liberty. All of that. All slaves are set free. There is restoration. And that is a type and shadow of what Jesus came to do. Am I communicating? So Jesus is our Jubilee. Jesus is our redemption. Jesus, he brought salvation. Jesus, he ushered in the dispensation of grace. And favor is a manifestation of the grace of God. And he has made us acceptable in the beloved. Because with favor comes acceptance. Am I communicating? Say with me, Jesus is my jubilee. Jesus is my jubilee. Jesus, my jubilee means he has brought deliverance for me. He has brought healing for me. He has brought salvation for me. He has brought prosperity for me. He bought it with his blood. He purchased it with his blood. And then he handed it to me. Are you listening? It's our jubilee. So no devil has the right to oppress you and keep oppressing you. We are going to pray. When it is time to pray, I want you to react violently in faith against every form of illegal oppression in your life. I call it illegal because it is illegal. Am I communicating? Satan has no right. I say the devil has no right to force on you what Jesus has already paid for. Satan is a cruel oppressor. Acts 10:38, you see there. Satan is a what? A cruel oppressor. The devil is called the wicked one in scriptures. He's not good, he's wicked. Wickedness is in his nature. Satan is not happy until somebody is sad. Until somebody is weeping in sorrow. Until he oppresses someone. Until someone is a victim of his wickedness. Because he is the wicked one. He is a cruel oppressor. Oppression in any form is a manifestation of satanic wickedness. Did you hear what I said? Oppression in any form, whether it is in your body, in form of sickness and disease, or oppression in your finances, in your business, oppression in your job, in your academics, oppression in your family, in your marriage. Oppression in any form is a manifestation of satanic wickedness. Oppression is a work of darkness that Jesus came to destroy. You see that in 1 John 3:8. It says, for this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil. That talks of satanic oppression. The works of darkness. In that same Acts 10:38, let's go back to Acts 10:38. That's like my main anchor text. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Did you notice who is oppressing them in that verse? Oppressed of the devil. It didn't say oppressed of God. Oppressed of the devil. So you can see that it was Satan that was the oppressor. Satan is a cruel oppressor. He is a wicked oppressor. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 4. It said, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor. Hallelujah. As in the day of Midian. Give me this in NIV. New International Version. Kaburaba Satire. He said, for as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them. Shout amen.
Amen.
He said, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor. Who is the oppressor? Who is their oppressor? Help me. Shout his name. Satan. Satan is the oppressor. And guess what? His rod of oppression over your life and family is broken tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that scripture in Acts chapter 10 verse 38 reveals Satan as the oppressor. And then it also reveals God through Jesus Christ as what? The healer. So God is not the oppressor. God is not the one afflicting people with sickness. Sickness is not the will of God. Poverty is not the will of God. Death, are you listening? See, you need to understand the character of God for your faith life to be a success. You start by understanding the character of God. How can you build faith and release your faith for healing when you have been made to believe that God is the one that is afflicting you with that sickness to teach you a lesson? Tell me, how can your faith come alive? Now, if it is true that God is the one afflicting you, what right do you have to now tell God to heal you? You see what religious tradition have wrongly taught? That God uses sickness or pain and all this oppression and all of that, God uses it to teach his children a lesson. He puts it on them. He puts sickness. He puts pain to make them humble. Are you listening? Is that not what religious tradition have wrongly taught? Now, if you believe that lie, listen, it will be difficult for your faith, am I communicating, to come alive for you to receive your healing. It will be very difficult because faith only begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. When you know that sickness is not the will of God for you, rather it is the will of Satan. God is love. We're told in scripture that God is love. How can sickness be the will of love? Even we as parents, me, I have children. I love my children. Will I use sickness to teach them a lesson? Of all the teaching aids and teaching methods of teaching in the world, I did not see anyone to use to teach people boy a lesson. I will now put sickness on him. Sickness is not one of God's teaching aids. How does God teach us? Through the Holy Spirit. He says he shall teach you all things. How does God teach us? Through his word. How does God teach us? Through teaching priest that he places over us. Fivefold ministry gift he gave to some apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. God, sickness is not part of God's teaching aids. It's not the will of God. Don't believe that lie. Am I communicating? Every discomfort in your body is not the will of God. It's the will of the devil. Am I communicating? God is not your problem. God is your solution. God is not the one oppressing his children. God is not the one oppressing anybody in this world. Satan is. Rather, God is the solution. Glory to God. God is not in partnership with Satan to make your life hard. It's not in partnership with Satan. God is not schizophrenic. How can God on one end put sickness on people, then on the other end he will now anoint Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power to go and heal them? Does God have a split mind? Is he mad? Is he schizophrenic? Does he have dual personality? Is he having what's the name of this psychiatric condition, a bipolar affective disorder? No. Somebody say no. Scream it. No.
No.
God is a loving God. He's a loving heavenly Father. He does not use sickness or pain or any form of oppression to teach his children any lesson. He does not use sickness or oppression to teach his children humility. If God puts sickness on people to teach them humility, that means the most humble person will be the one with the highest load of sickness. Is that the case? Praise God. So you need to understand the character and the nature of God. God is love. God is good. Goodness is in his nature. Love is part of his nature. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Redeemer. Jesus is our Helper. Jesus is our Jubilee. Kelobo Sakatiza. 2 Corinthians 3:17, he said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the Spirit of the Lord there is a spirit of dominion. Hallelujah. It grants liberty from every form of satanic oppression and captivity. Glory to God. There are various forms of satanic captivity. They are different. They come in various forms. Number one, satanic captivity can come in form of sickness or disease, affecting people's body, affecting their soul, their mind. Okay? People can be sick in their body or have mental illness, emotional sickness. They can be sick in their emotion. They can be sick in their mind. They can be sick in their body. It's a form of satanic oppression. Okay, we see that in Acts 10:38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You see, so sickness can be defined in Acts 10:38 as a satanic oppression in people's body. Okay, satanic oppression in people's body. Hallelujah. Look at Job chapter 2 verse 7. Job 2:7. The Bible says, Satan went forth from the presence of God and smote Job with boil. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Now, this is one of the scriptures that proves beyond every reasonable doubt that sickness comes from Satan. In addition to Acts 10:38, look at another proof. Who smote Job with those sore boils? Satan. Now give me Luke chapter 13. Let me show you another one. Luke 13 verse 11. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? It says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. This woman was afflicted, was tormented, oppressed by the spirit of infirmity. That is a demonic spirit. He says, that's an unclean spirit. For 18 years, and was bowed together. You see, watch this. She was like this. So that means she was having back condition. Now, we in medical science, we may call it all manner of names. Whether it is lumbar spondylosis, whether it is kyphoscoliosis, whatever. Or Dick's prolapse, whatever. That's medical diagnosis. But look at what Jesus said. Spirit of what? Infirmities. Is the reason why she was bound like this. The Bible says she could in no wise lift herself up. She can't even look up. Praise God. And then, long story cut short, next verse, look at what Jesus did. And when Jesus saw her, he called out to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. He spoke words. He ministered healing to her by speaking anointed words. Verse 13. And he laid his hands on her. You see, there are various channels by which the power of God for performing miracles and healing. There are different channels that the power of God can be released. It can be released by spoken words. It can be released by laying on of hands. It can be released by any form of material medium. It can also be released by combination of more than one method. Now, Jesus ministered to this woman by a combination of spoken words and laying on of hands. He did both. There were those that Jesus just spoke and released the healing power. There were those that he laid hands on and ministered the power. See, when words are spoken over you, open your heart and receive. Because this is how the power of God that performs miracle, this is how it is released. Am I communicating? When hands are laid on you, it's not for decoration. Open your heart, connect to the power of God. Glory to God. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately, somebody say immediately, she was made straight. This was a woman that was bowed over, that could not lift up her. Are you getting me? She was made straight immediately and glorified God. Hallelujah. And glorified God. Shagaba sovreketekeba. I will never forget, a few years back, I had a ministration in, is it Chapel of Good News? I'm trying to remember the church in Kaduna, Narayi. You know, while I was ministering, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge about a woman with lumbar spondylosis that was causing low back pain. You know, she couldn't walk well, she couldn't even bend very well, and all of that. The Lord told me about her case, and the Lord said he's healing her. And when I was ministering, I mentioned the case that the Lord told me, and immediately the woman shouted, she ran forward. Guess what? She came for that service with her x-ray that she did of the lumbosacral spine. And in the x-ray report, the radiologist that did the x-ray, he gave the report of the lumbosacral x-ray, and he wrote, impression, lumbar spondylosis. Now, have you heard people say sometimes miracles are stage managed? Have you heard some people say that? Now, do you know that it would be easy to conclude that me and that woman, we planned it? Because she came for that service with her x-ray, as if she knew God was going to mention her case. She ran, she brought, she said, hey, man of God, it's true. Look at the x-ray. I had to show the people. I said, see, oh, am I communicating? And I ministered to her. She was healed instantly. And all the things she could not do, she started doing. Am I communicating? Because God reveals to redeem. God reveals to redeem. And you know, it's wonderful when God gives us word of knowledge like that. But what of you, that your case was not mentioned? Does it mean it's not the will of God for you to be healed? No! It doesn't mean. The woman with the issue of blood, did Jesus have any word of knowledge about her case? Talk to me. There was no word of knowledge about her case. In fact, there is only word from knowledge. You know, there is word of knowledge, there is word from knowledge concerning Jairus' daughter that was 12 years old. They told Jesus, this Jairus' daughter, she is critically ill. Please come and go and lay hands on her and minister to her. So Jesus had a word from knowledge, not word of knowledge, oh. Word from knowledge. He was told about Jairus' daughter. Jesus was going to heal Jairus' daughter. He was on a journey. He had no plan. There was no word of knowledge about that woman with the issue of blood. Her case was not mentioned in that service. But the woman heard how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. God was with him. She knew that healing was God's will for her. And she knew that Jesus had the power to heal her. And now, with the knowledge that it is the will of God, and she has heard what Jesus was doing in terms of healing people, and the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now she came with faith and pressed through that crowd until she touched. For she had said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She was sure. She was not experimenting. She was sure. She was not guessing. Faith is not maybe. Faith is sure. See, when you are in faith, you are certain. Faith is confident assurance, firm conviction. Am I communicating? And she came, she touched, and immediately the fountain of her blood was touched. She felt the power of God entered her and she knew that she was healed. Am I communicating? Anytime there is marriage of faith and power, a miracle is born. I've taught you before. The miracle equation is faith plus the anointing. The anointing is coming from the man of God or the minister or the presence of God there, and then you connect with your faith. That's it. Faith plus power or anointing equals to miraculous manifestation. That miraculous manifestation can be healing, can be any other form of miracle. Am I communicating? So I just brought up that story because there are some people that they usually feel bad because man of God has not mentioned or did not mention their case. They will now think that it's not the will of God for them to be healed. No. Healing is for you. Jesus has paid the price. It's for everybody. I know there are times God gives us some people's cases. He mentions some cases. It's wonderful. But listen, in this service, whether your case is mentioned or not, plunge into that pool of God's miraculous power with your faith. Be like the woman with the issue of blood. If your case is not mentioned, mention your case. With faith, mention your case and dive into the pool of power and receive your miracle. Jesus did not rebuke the woman. Say, hey, why did you come and touch me and collect healing? Is that what Jesus said? Jesus did not rebuke her. Rather, he even commended her. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Am I communicating? He didn't even say my power. Because there were other sick people that were trudging, pressing on Jesus that were not healed. Am I communicating? You know, most of the times we think that it's up to the man of God ministering alone. It's a lie. You have a serious role to play, you. Listen. The axe or a robot, what is the secret of the mighty miracles, the healings? Because he was a mighty healing evangelist. So what's the secret of those mighty miracles? Or a robot surprised everyone when he said it is the level of expectation in the heart of the people. Because listen, the higher their level of expectation, the more they will pull with their hunger. They will pull the anointing from the man of God. Are you seeing something? He didn't say it's my level of anointing. He said it's the level of expectation. Okay, let me give you an example now. Now, watch this. If Benny Hinn is the one ministering in this miracle service, do you know automatically your expectation level will jump up? And then more healings will happen. You know why? It's not necessarily because Benny Hinn came with bigger anointing as much as your level of expectation went up. If your level of expectation remained the same when people boy is ministering, let's say people boy is the one ministering. Okay, let's say people boy is the one ministering in this miracle service. Think of your level of expectation. Now, hold it there. Benny Hinn, let Benny Hinn replace people boy in your mind. Benny Hinn is ministering. What has happened to your level of expectation? I'm just trying to teach you something. Eh? Because God does not meet you at the point of your need. He meets you at the point of your faith. An expectation of faith is the model of manifestation. Now watch this. I started with people, all right? I now changed the equation to Benny Hinn. Now, let's say Benny Hinn is ministering in this miracle service. But your level of expectation is still the same level as when people boy is ministering. That's people boy level of expectation in your heart is still the level of expectation you have when Benny Hinn is ministering. Do you know, as anointed as Benny Hinn is, you won't be able to collect much. You won't be able to pull much. That was what happened to Jesus in Nazareth. The Bible says in his hometown, he said there he could do no mighty work. Why? Because of all their unbelief. And how was the unbelief spelt in that verse? It's dishonor. They became too familiar with him because they watched him growing up in the neighborhood. So over familiarity led to offense. Offense led to dishonor. Dishonor led to unbelief. So that was why Ora Robot said the secret of those mighty miracles is the level of expectation. I don't know the level of expectation you came here with. Please increase it. Are you getting me? Because this is how it works. The anointing comes on one end, your faith on the other end, and it is unto you according to your faith. Benihin gave a Kenneth Hagin, mighty man of God, man of faith. He gave a very interesting story how he went to minister for a woman that was on wheelchair. The anointing came upon the woman. See, the anointing suspended, carried. It didn't just vibrate the woman on the wheelchair, carried her, suspended her up mid-air like this. Eh? Yet the woman was not healed. It happened once, like three times, if I'm not mistaken. The power of God carried her, suspended her in mid-air, all of that. Yet this woman was not healed until he later calmed down and then started talking with her. And then he now realized, this woman, she's not even expecting healing. Am I communicating? If I tell you that the anointing of God is not here, I'm lying. I'm only teaching you how to receive. Even when I pray in my closet, I know the power of God. I know the power of God. There are angels in this place. They are ready. But the question is, are you ready? So it's up to you. You need to prepare yourself. Am I communicating? Kalido Barakataya. Mando Bokosa. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You see, praying in tongues also helps to enlarge your capacity to receive. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Keburakaba sofretila kapatai. Elege brondo sofreketeke barakata. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and Jesus laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Hallelujah. He spoke words and he laid hands on her, and she connected in faith, and power was transmitted, bringing about healing. And then jump to verse 16. Look at what Jesus said. He said, and ought not this woman, in response to the religious Pharisee and all of that, that were trying to examine and scrutinize the healing, say, because Jesus healed on a Sabbath. Jesus said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, hallelujah, and that's talking about the covenant. You remember the Abrahamic covenant? He said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound. Mark that word. That's what I want you to see. Another proof that Satan is behind sickness. Every sickness on earth, directly or indirectly, Satan is responsible. Did you hear what I said? All sicknesses, whether directly or indirectly. Because there was no sickness until sin came in. Until Adam contacted the sin nature. Okay? From the devil. Am I communicating? So all sicknesses, directly or indirectly, they originate from the devil, not God. I say not God. He said, ought not this woman whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. He didn't say, ought not this woman whom God has bound. Who bound her? Satan. Give me Matthew 8 verse 1. Say with me, God is a healer. God is my healer. God is my deliverer. God is my helper. God is my redeemer. He's not the one oppressing me. Rather, he is my solution. He said, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Next verse. He said, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. Hallelujah. No, give me this in New King James Version. I want you to see something here. A leper came to Jesus and worshipped him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And this leper, it is believed, Simon the leper, is believed is the father of Martha and Mary. Remember Martha and Mary? Their father is this leper. His name is Simon, okay? He says, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing. That's what I want you to see there. If you are willing. This is another hindrance. Remember when I taught Jesus the healer, the December miracle service, you remember that message? I told you some of the roadblock why some people don't receive healing. Some things that is sponsoring doubt and unbelief, preventing people's faith from working. One of them is when you are not sure that it is God's will for you to be healed. That uncertainty. Or you are ignorant of God's will. Am I communicating? Now, Simon the leper said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now, watch this. Here, he has no problem about God's ability to heal. He had no problem about Jesus' ability. So, it is not a problem of ability here. He knows that Jesus has... He is able to heal. He has all power. Am I communicating? With God, all things are possible. And Jesus is God in the flesh. Am I communicating? He knew Jesus had the ability, the power, the anointing is not the issue here. Look at the issue. If you are willing. You know, it's one thing for somebody to have the ability. It's another thing for the person to be willing. So, the one that Simon the leper was not sure of is what? His willingness. Will he heal me? I know he can do it. He has the power. He has the ability. But will he heal me? Look at Jesus' answer. Next verse. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am... Say it three times. No. That one, Akamu, answer. I say it three times. Let's go.
I am weak.
One.
I am weak.
Two.
I am weak.
So in case you are not sure whether it is the will of God for you to be healed of any sickness, look at this verse. Jesus said, I am willing. In fact, he has already paid the price. Am I communicating? I am willing. Be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
He released the healing power through words. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God will touch you tonight.
Amen.
I say God will touch you tonight.
Amen.
Every sickness you came here with, I'm telling you, it will not survive this fire.
Amen.
Then there are some people that are victims of witchcraft oppression. When I was praying, God told me about this. Witchcraft oppression. And God said, I should declare war against every form of satanic oppression. Listen. Anyone or any family that is a victim of witchcraft, tonight, that rod of oppression is broken.
Amen.
I say tonight, that rod of oppression is broken.
Amen.
Anyone that is a victim of curses and spells, because these are forms of satanic oppression, curses and spells, enchantment, divination. The Bible says there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there divination against Israel. Sorcery, magic. They carried your name somewhere. Listen. Any demonic shrine or altar that is speaking against your life and destiny, that is militating against your life and destiny, I stand upon this exalted superior altar of blazing fire, and I decree those altars are judged tonight. Every spell, every curse, generational curse, ancestral curse, that is operating illegally in your life and in your family, including the ones that are even legal, the Bible says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, shall the lawful captive be delivered. It says, the prey, thus saith the Lord, the prey of the terrible shall be taken, the lawful captive shall be delivered. I stand on this altar, and by the blood, the speaking blood of Jesus, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, I command all curses to be cancelled. All spells and curses are swallowed up in victory. I declare them null and void. By the rod of power, I swallow up every enchantment, every sorcery, every divination that is working against you, working against your family. I command them to be broken. I command them to be broken.
Let me round up this message because the atmosphere is changing. The Lord is judging on this mountain every form of sinful addiction, because that's another form of satanic oppression. Every form of sinful addiction, addiction to alcohol, addiction to smoking, addiction to sexual immorality, addiction to hard drugs, addiction, mandeke, pora, sila, palatina, bratatash, addiction to pornography, masturbation, and every form of sinful addiction, by the power of the Holy Ghost, they are broken. I said they are broken. The yoke of poverty is broken. Listen. There is poverty as an economic condition. There is poverty as a mental condition. There is also what we call the spirit of poverty. Kaligo balakida branda kapatai. Poverty is an oppression of the devil. Like tosegida, the rod of the oppressor in form of poverty is broken. On this mountain, it is broken. It is breaking, oh, over the lives of families. It is breaking. Some families, nobody has ever become a millionaire. You will be the first. I say you will be the first. Keto Bakida. I've never seen 1 million naira in my life. This year, you will see your first 1 million naira. I've never seen 10 million. This year, you will receive your first 10 million. I've never seen 100 million. This year, you will see your first 100 million. I've never seen 1 billion. This year, you will see your first 1 billion. Every limit is broken. Limitations are lifted. Financial limitations are lifted. Barriers are broken. In the name of Jesus, barriers to your progress, barriers to the progress of your family, it is broken. Where they say nobody has ever reached, you will reach there. The level of influence and impact nobody has ever attained in your family, in your community, in your city, in your village, you will be the first to reach there. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is telling me about a student here. They say that department, nobody has ever graduated with a first class. Then I'm anointed to announce to you, you will be the first to graduate with a first class. You are breaking that limit. In the name of Jesus, the anointing is coming upon you. That limit is broken. You are breaking records. You are setting new records. Lagabatizo Bakatina. I'm seeing a student receiving academic award. Academic award. Academic award. Because of your outstanding performance. An award of excellence. I see you do what nobody has ever done. In that department, in that faculty. Receive it right now. I say receive it right now. Negative cycles are broken. Negative cycles of evil occurrences are broken. Negative cycle of pain are broken. Negative cycle of frustration and failures are broken. Negative cycle of rejections and delays are broken. You will not be delayed. You will not be denied. You will not suffer rejection and dejection anymore. I see the Lord break that yoke of negativity. Negative cycle of tragedies and calamities. Program against you from the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus, by the rod of power and scepter of authority, I dissolve them now. I dissolve them now. In Isaiah 10:27, he says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by reason of the anointing, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I decree and declare, every burden is removed. Every burden is removed. Every satanic yoke is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. The yoke of premature death. The Lord told me about this one. Kaligobo rakabataya. That yoke, that fear of death. Fear of death through accident. Fear of death through sickness. Fear of death. Malika Bataza, through poverty. Fear of death. Manda Kapora Sila Kapatai. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of death. And I command the stronghold broken. I command the hold of the spirit of death broken. It is broken over you and your family. It is broken over you and your family. Spirit of suicide is judged. That severe depression that is making you contemplate suicide, that spirit whispering to your ear that it is better to die than to suffer like this, I bind that spirit. I cast out that devil in the name of Jesus. You shall not die but live. You shall not die but live. You shall not die but live. The Lord said, with long life will I satisfy you. With long life will I satisfy you. I'm seeing the spirit of death tormenting a particular family. But the Lord said, deliverance has come for that family. You will not bury another person again. Nobody will die in that family again. I break the yoke of satanic death and torture. I put an end to the oppression of the spirit of death in that family. Manda kabaya ya 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 ya. Shokopotizi kapalatina. Ilabora sida halatia.
anyone on any satanic hit list, anyone whose name is on any satanic hit list, a satanic hit list that you are being programmed for tragedies, you are being programmed for death and destruction, by the anointing I remove your name from that list. By the anointing I remove your name from that list. Listen to this. The substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus is the full payment for our salvation, for our healing, for our deliverance, for our prosperity. Satan has been thoroughly defeated. Satan has been completely defeated. Satan has been eternally defeated. Satan has been thoroughly, completely, eternally disarmed and defeated by Jesus. And guess what? That victory belongs to us in Christ. No wonder 1 Corinthians 15:57. He said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. He said, thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Kabalikovrakatia. He said, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Victory over sin. Victory over Satan. Victory over sickness. Victory over satanic oppression. Victory over poverty, lack and scarcity. Victory over sinful addiction. Victory over witchcraft. Victory over every negativity. Every evil occurrence. Shout in Christ, I have the victory. 2 Corinthians 2:40, thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph always in Christ, and by him diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Colossians 2:15, it says Jesus spoiled principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah. Refuse to accept, tolerate or pamper any form of satanic oppression in your life, because it is illegal in the life of a believer. I take it again. Refuse to accept, tolerate or pamper any form of satanic oppression in your life. Why? Because it is illegal. It is contraband in the life of a believer. Satan has no right whatsoever to force it on you. So what do? Learn to react and respond violently. Somebody say violently. React and respond violently against any form of satanic oppression in your life and in your family right now. Just think of your life for a second. Think of your family. Think of any form of satanic oppression, anything that is contrary to the will of God that is happening in your life and in your family right now. It is not God's will, and it is not permitted to stay. Am I communicating? React violently. When we say spiritual violence, we mean you should react with holy anger. Some of us, the reason why our oppression is long overdue, as it has stayed longer than necessary, is because we are pampering it. We are massaging it. We are tolerating. Listen, anything you tolerate will remain. Any oppression you tolerate, any condition you tolerate will remain. If you want it to end, what will you do? React violently with holy anger and spiritual aggression. React with holy anger. Get angry at whatever is not working in your life. Get angry at that sickness of long continuance. Get angry at that quagmire situation. Get angry at whatever is not the will of God in your life right now. Get angry. Am I communicating? React with spiritual aggression. Listen. Your reaction with spiritual aggression is the guarantee for your liberty and liberation, your liberty and freedom. There is no guarantee of liberty and freedom until you react with spiritual aggression against every form of satanic oppression. What does the Bible say in Ecclesiastes 7:7? It says, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. Get mad. Did you hear what I said? I say, get mad at every form of oppression. He says, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. Why? Because a wise man is not supposed to be oppressed. Makatuze peletena. Am I communicating? The devil is not a gentleman. So if you are gentle in your approach, Satan will not leave. The problem will not leave. The challenge will not change. It is holy anger. The violence of faith. I once preached a message before, spiritual violence. I don't know whether media still has that message. This was long, how many years ago? Pastor Neku, can you remember? We were still using downstairs in College of Accountants. Do we still have those kind of message? I better look for it. If people should upload it on our Telegram channel. Spiritual violence. You need to be aggressive. Satan is not a gentleman. The Bible says right from the days, Matthew 11:12, right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Somebody say violence. And the what? So it is violence counter violence. You handle violence with violence. Look at it. The kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. And then he now says, the violent taketh it by force. Am I communicating? You take your healing violently by force. You take your progress violently by force. You take your miracle violently by force. Am I communicating? Just look at your neighbor, say, get angry. But not at me, at the devil. Glory to God. The anointing is God's cure for satanic oppression. The anointing is a burden removing, Isaiah 10 verse 27, is a burden removing and yoke destroying power of God. It is the rod of power and scepter of authority that breaks the rod of satanic oppression, yokes and bondages, bringing about supernatural deliverance, freedom and liberty. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Mako sefele konde kele burahatia. Zechariah 9:11. We are going to pray. You are going to use the name of Jesus. You are going to use that name with understanding and with faith. You are going to use the name of Jesus with understanding and faith to walk in victory over every devil and every form of satanic oppression in your life. You will use the authority, the power of attorney in that name. Am I communicating? When we say the name of Jesus, we are talking of all authority and all power that is vested in that name. You will use it with understanding and you will use it in faith. You will use it against every devil, every works of darkness, everything that represents satanic oppression in your life. Am I communicating? And you are going to enforce your liberty using faith in his name and in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. God gave me this scripture. He says, by the blood of thy covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners. In the realm of the spirit, there are some people and some families that Satan has put in a prison. Listen, I'm anointed to break prison houses this evening. It says to send forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, I decree anyone or any family that is in prison in the realm of the spirit, by the blood of Jesus, the blood of the everlasting covenant, I decree right now they are set free. Right now I send them forth out of the prison wherein there is no water. It says the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaketh better things. That blood speaks healing. It speaks deliverance. It speaks prosperity. It speaks favor. It speaks favor. You will not suffer shame and rejection anymore. The blood of Jesus is speaking favor. Is speaking grace. Is speaking mercy. Is speaking mercy. Is speaking grace. Is speaking favor. You are not condemned. Ayaga barudeke lefrida. It said the speaking blood, the blood of Jesus, that speaketh better things, better things, better things. That blood is speaking better things for you this month. Is speaking better things for you this year. In the name of Jesus. Kobo se peletena. Rondeke freketoska. Isaiah 42 verse 22. Isaiah 42 verse 22. Your word has come. He said, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. Can you see the condition of some people in the realm of the spirit? He said, they are for a prey and none delivereth. And for a spoil and none sayeth restore. Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay
is spiritual.
They are what we call spoilers and what? And what? Robbers. They are armed robbers in the physical, but that one a tiny matter. The real robbers are spiritual robbers, robbers of destiny, robbers and spoilers. He said, these people that are snared in holes and are hid in prison houses, they are victims of spiritual robbers and spiritual spoilers. Who are these spiritual robbers and spoilers? They are demons. They are demons, demonic personalities that have been anointed by Satan to rob people and spoil their life and destiny and put them in prison houses. Now listen, I decree as a servant sent by God, Lika Batizo Balatina, Lefrendo Kotekida, anyone, any family that is a victim of these demonic robbers and spoilers, I prophesy by the blood of the everlasting covenant, every prison house is broken. That captivity is broken. I break their hold over your life and your family. I prophesy, receive supernatural restoration. Everything these robbers took from you, everything they have spoiled in your life, I'm anointed to announce to you, today receive double restoration. I say receive double restoration. In the name of Jesus.
He says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. For through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. Every devil is bowing to the superior power of God. Psalm 102 verse 19. Manda kababu rabakasaya. Imbreketea. He said, for he had looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. Verse 20. He said, to hear the groaning of the prisoner. To hear the groaning of anyone groaning in pain. Anyone groaning in pain as a victim of satanic torture. Victim of satanic torment. As a victim of satanic oppression. I'm anointed to announce to you that oppression ends now. I release you by fire. I decree your divine release now. In the name of Jesus. He said to hear the groaning of the prisoner. To lose those that are appointed to death. That means there are some people on satanic hit list that are having appointment with death. Satan has appointed them to die. They are just marking time. They are like dead men waiting to happen. But by the anointing, hear me. Anyone whose name is on any demonic hit list, anyone appointed to die this year or next year or any other year, in the name of Jesus, I remove your name from that list. I command that yoke of death be broken. I swallow it up in the name of Jesus. Psalm 33, verse 19. Shama Latoza. He said, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. To deliver their soul from death. Do you know, during famine, the number one fear is fear of death from hunger and starvation. Fear of death from hunger and starvation is what plagues people during famine. But God said, he is rising for you. He is rising for you. He said, to deliver their soul from death. You will not die during this period of economic famine. You will not die of hunger and starvation. My God will show up for you. My God supplies all your needs. Receive supernatural supplies. I prophesy the rain of divine provisions. I prophesy the rain of divine provisions. Receive speedy supernatural supplies. He said to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Give me Job chapter 5 verse 20. Similar to this. Job chapter 5 verse 20. He said, in famine, he shall redeem thee from death. That's to tell you the goal of famine is to kill people. Manda kabaya. He said, in famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, from the power of the sword. Can you remember the story in 2 Kings, don't go there. 2 Kings chapter 6, where Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, besieged Samaria and cut off food supplies until there was famine in Samaria, that they were selling the head of a donkey for is it 80 pieces of silver, and then the fourth part of the cap of a dove's dung, very expensive. And the thing got so worse that women were eating their children. And then one woman and another woman had an agreement. We eat my child today, we eat your son tomorrow. Now they ate a child today. When it got to the following day, the other woman went and hid her child. That was a breach of agreement. And then she now took the matter and reported to the king. When the king heard it, the Bible said the king tore his clothes. And I put on sackcloth. In other words, I have failed as a king. Am I communicating? The woman shouted to the king. He said, help, oh king, help. The king, even king, political leader. He said, how can I help? Where will it come from? From the barn floor, from the wine press. He said, if God does not help you, how can I help you? Am I communicating? Listen, in this period of economic hardship and economic holocaust, help is coming to you. Receive divine help from above. Receive help from above. Receive help from above. Even the political king was helpless.
He said, where we are, how can I help you? The woman cried to the king like the president. He cried to him, help us. He said, if God does not help you, how can I help you? Where will it come from? Is it from the barn floor or the wine press? Ayagabada. And then God heard their cry. And how did God finally help them? Through the prophet Elisha. God's method, amen. God's method, amen. God will always anoint a man and send. He said by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. You are coming out of some oppression. You are coming out of famine. You are coming out of that hardship. You are coming out of that satanic torture. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet was he preserved. I prophesy, whatever is not the will of God that has tormented your life, in the name of Jesus, come out now. You are coming out now. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You will not be a victim of terrorists. You will not be a victim of war or crisis or clashes or any form of terrorists, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mandebo kosete kebaya. Malabaka sule peletena. Are you ready to pray? Mandabaya ya ya ya. Bala kuske tila branda kapatai. There are angels of war in this place. And I'm seeing angels of deliverance. And angels of healing. And angels of fire. Magasule peletena. Are you ready to pray? You activate angelic operation by prayer and by speaking God's word in faith. Ayayayayaya. Mandoboko sakatai. This is an evening of deliverance, of healing, of impartations, of miracles. Mandoboko sekila bakatai. Concerning Joseph, the Bible says, until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word finally came, the Lord sent for him. The king sent for him and loosed him. Mandabo shalabatai. Mandeke prosketila kabrakatia. He has broken the gate of brass. He has cut the bars of iron asunder. Ah, yeah. Yeah. You can just stay there and sing. Now I want you to lift up your voice. Start to react violently. Violent reaction. Violent reaction against every form of satanic oppression. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. We are still praying. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Next verse. Let your prayer and praise
be loud and heard on high. It says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. Listen, the power of God is handling issues from the foundation. You did not hear me. Listen, the power of God is traveling to the very foundation of your oppression, the foundation of your sickness, the foundation of your chronic condition. The power of God is handling it from the root. The foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately, listen, your deliverance and healing is now. Immediately, all the doors were open. Every door is opening for you. Every door that has been shut against you, by the anointing, they are opening hither and thither. Every door were open. Every door were open. Every door were open. Supernatural open doors. And he says everyone's bands were loosed. I don't care what they used to tie you. I don't care who tied you. Tie down your destiny. Tie down your progress. Tie down your money. Tie down your healing. Tie down. Listen. By the anointing, I decree your divine release. Every chain is broken. You are a kabatuse peketena. Every rope they used to tie you, I decree you loosed. You are loosed. Malaboko sekete. There is a strong anointing for deliverance. Manda kabababash. Not just individuals, including families. And I'm seeing including territories, communities, villages. Shakabali gabagadai. Psalm 107. The rod of the oppressor is broken. Oh, it is broken to pieces, broken to pieces, broken to pieces. Psalm 107, verse 18. Okay, let me start from 9. Psalm 107 verse 9. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. 10. Such as sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. He says, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Those that are bound in affliction and in iron. Tonight is their deliverance. Tonight. That chain is breaking. That chain is breaking. Verse 13. It says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands asunder. He said, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gate of brass. He has broken the gate of brass, and he has cut the bars of iron asunder. He said, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near the gate of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He said, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I want you to say with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every form of affliction, every form of captivity, every form of bondage, every yoke, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. For he has broken, for you have broken every gate of brass, and you have broken every bar of iron in my life. I decree supernatural deliverance from every form of bondage and captivity. Lift up your voice and begin to enforce your victory. I want you to pray with anger. Pray with anger. Pray with holy anger. Today is the end of the oppression. Pray with violence. Pray with aggression. Pray with aggression. React violently against every form of oppression. Oppression in your body, in form of sickness. Oppression in your dream. Balakabababababos. Shapatakabakatakapa. Deliverance is taking place right now. I'm seeing chains breaking. Chains are broken. Chains are broken. Magabate leketo sekete. The angels of deliverance, they are touching people right now. They are breaking chains, setting people loose. Manda kabatai. The yoke of witchcraft over your family is broken. That yoke of witchcraft over your life and family, it is broken. The Lord said, I should declare war against satanic oppression. Kabatika bakatai. Manda kabakatika balatia. I stand in my office by the rod of apostolic power, by the rod Ashila Kabatai, by the prophetic mantle of fire. I command deliverance for you. I declare your healing now. I command the rod of the oppressor to be broken over you and your family. Bode gebala kidas. Shele bonde gebakada. Embreketekete. I'm seeing chain around somebody's waist. That chain around your waist. The chain around your waist. I command it to be broken by the fire power of the Holy Ghost. That chain around your waist. It is broken. Thank you. Shalabababababos. Manda kabalaga bagadai. I'm seeing chains around somebody's leg. Chain around ayaya. The Lord says it's the yoke of delay. The yoke of delay and stagnation. They chain your leg. You are not making progress. In the name of Jesus, I command that chain to break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, begin to make progress. I push you forward. That chain around your neck, it breaks. Apateke bakata. Ladeke bosatai. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You shall mount up with wings as eagle. The hand of the Lord is upon you. You are making progress. You are going forward. Shakabala katai. Ledebo selete. Prakatai. The Lord is judging age-long captivity. Every issue, chronic problems, stubborn issues, they are finding answers now. Shabababalabakadai. Rondo boko sobrekete. Manda kabalakatiza. I'm seeing light, light, the light of deliverance. The light of impartation. I'm seeing light. Light from heaven. Shining upon. Lagaba. I'm seeing five people. Five people. The light of the anointing. The light of deliverance. The light of favor. The light of Ashika Batai. Is coming upon them. The light of understanding. The light of revelation. Take it now. Take it now. Shalabado sekete. Mandakaba. Those chains are breaking. Marita delay. The Lord is talking to me about someone. The yoke of marita delay. The yoke of marita delay. Whatever make people not to marry early in your family. I stand in my office. And by the rod of the apostolic, I judge that power. I command that yoke be broken. You will marry on time and you will marry well. You will marry on time and you will marry well. I come against that yoke of marital delay. Those demonic forces militating against the marital destiny of individuals. I command that yoke be broken. Whatever spirit make people to suffer marital failure, divorce, marital failure, marital breakdown, whatever force scatter marriages, in the name of Jesus, I break that power. I'm seeing the Lord release his healing power upon stubborn sickness that have stayed for long in your body. Issues, medical condition, I'm seeing them getting healed now. The healing fire is coming upon every long-standing illness, every chronic health condition, every chronic sickness. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. I'm seeing somebody. The Lord says, it's not just is not just delivering you, it's going to make you a deliverer to your generation. The Lord is not just delivering you from satanic oppression, is making you a deliverer. The mantle of a deliverer is resting upon you now. As I speak, take it now. Take it now. Let the mantle of a deliverer, let it rest upon you. Rest upon you. Rest upon you. Shaka bakatika batai. Take, 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 take. I'm seeing somebody. Your tongue is anointed with coals of fire. I'm seeing your tongue being anointed with coals of fire. With coals of fire. And the Lord said, I'll put my word in your mouth. As you say it, you will see it. Mandeke balakatai. Alabarondeke brekete. Your tongue is anointed with coals of fire. With coals of fire. As you speak, miracles happen. As you speak, exercise of authority. As you speak, you demons obey you. They bow to you. Shakabarondegeba. I'm seeing somebody. You are being delivered from masquerade spirit. Masquerade spirit. Who is that person? Rush forward. Let me lay hands on you. You are being delivered right now. You see masquerade in your dream. They are pursuing you every now and then. That masquerade spirit, the Lord is judging it right now. If you are that person, run forward. Come and meet me here. Nabaliga balatai. You will not be oppressed by masquerade spirit anymore. You are being delivered. Shata kabaya. Kapateke bakatai. Malabakose beletea. Shalababa bondeke bakatai. The yoke of sinful addiction is broken. Is breaking. Is broken. Is broken. Shakabakonde kebakatai. Manda baba bo sepeletea. Malagaba. I'm seeing another person. The fired arrow of madness. Arrow of madness. Sometimes it affects your head. Sometimes it will be as if you will run mad. Listen. If you are that person, come forward. Tonight is your deliverance. Arrow of madness. Shot against you. Kapateke bakatia. Sometimes you used to behave, you just blank out and go confused. It's as if that spirit wants to take over you. The Lord says, tonight you are delivered. Makabako seke peletena. I command that you break out. It ends. Lift up your hands. Shabaleko freketeke borakidas. Manda brakatiza balatia. Eleke breketeke brokoto. I'm seeing impartations of fire resting upon the hand of five people. Impartations of fire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesus, take it, take it. Impartations of fire upon five hands lifted up. Ligabakatai. From the front to the back, from the right to the left. Take it now. As I speak, the
The anointing is upon your hands. As I speak, the anointing is resting upon your hands. Like fire, like fire, like fire. Your hand is burning. Take it now. Shalababoseleketos. Malabatosa. For somebody is the anointing for favor. For another person is the healing anointing. For another person is the oil of wealth. Magabakadiga brakatai. Take it, take it, take it. There are five of them. Impartations of fire upon their hands. It will give you favor. It will be Ayagabalia. It is the healing anointing. Malabatu seketea. It will bring money. It's the oil of wealth. Manda bakosegida. Randekeba. The anointing to prosper. Whatever you set your hands to do, we work. Malegeboko teketa kabatai. Legebo seketia. Randeke brekete. Lela kom. Faustina kom. Shalabatea. Meleko frekete. Liga bakatai. Stand here. The Lord says today is the day for your miracle. That satanic sickness. Legida kapata. That liver condition. Let it die. Let it die. I release healing fire. Let it burn it off. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed now. And the Lord says he will not only heal you. You will carry the healing power of God to your world. You will carry the healing anointing. It will start manifesting even from medical school. In the name of Jesus, I release the healing anointing. You are not just getting healed, you will carry healing power. Mantle of healing. Malakabato seketia. Lege prakatai. There are three people I'm seeing. The Lord is releasing the mantle of prophetic deliverance. I want you to put your hand on your head. It's coming upon them. Three of them. The mantle of prophetic deliverance. He said through you, he will bring deliverance to your community, to your nation, to your generation. Like fire. In the name of Jesus. Let that mantle, let it rest upon them. In the name of Jesus. The mantle of prophetic deliverance. Take it. Shalabababos. There are three of them. Kapateke bakatai. Prophetic mantle of deliverance. Like fire. Kapataka bakata. Laga bakatai. Maleboko sekede. Shelekedekede. Like a mighty rushing wind. You will bring deliverance to your nation. You will bring deliverance to your community. You will bring deliverance to your generation. Mando boko sepeletena. Shalabababababos. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Silence everywhere. One of them is going to shout with a loud shout. That mantle of prophetic deliverance is resting upon the person. Help them. Mashateke balakidas. Bring them forward for me. Magabore dika bagadai. Bring them forward. There is still one more person. There is one more person. Like a rushing mighty wind, the power of God will clothe the person. Mantle of fire will clothe the person.
Ida boko sepele menes. Shalabakata kabakatai. Mandeke parosko brakatia. I'm seeing somebody, the anointing of a seer. The anointing of a seer. The Ayagabadia. Lekeba. I'm seeing the angel touching and anointing the eyes of three people. The eyes is the anointing of a seer. In the name of Jesus. Take. Kapata kabakatai. I command your eyes open to the realms of visions. To the realms of revelation. Take the fire. Elebo kosekete. Mando boko sepeletina. Manda barakatai. I'm seeing the garment of shame. The garment of rejection. The garment of disfavor. The garment of shame being rolled away from the life of somebody. It's a lady. I'm seeing a lady. The Lord is removing that garment of shame. That garment of disfavor. That garment of rejection is set on fire. And a new garment. You are being clothed with a new garment. A new garment of favor. Take it, take it, take it, take. Obarande kefreketona. Malabaku sepelete. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Shamaliga brande kepo. Randa kaparuska frakapata. Malabo shalabatia. Leke brondo sovragadia. Lika borakida. Ambalatusa balatia. Meleko freketekete. Leke breketiza bakatana. Leke bora bakasida kapatai. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you. The hand of the Lord is resting upon somebody. I'm seeing the hand of God. God's mighty hand resting upon somebody. And the person will start running. The person will start running. Is the anointing for speed and progress. Supernatural speed and progress. Leke bakatiza balatena. Leke barakata kabrakatai. The yoke of delay is broken. The yoke of stagnation is broken. The hand of the Lord is compelling progress. You are going forward. Shalabatosa, help them. Bring them forward. Mando boko seketia. Malabaku seketia. Take. Shalabako sofretia. Take. Fresh fire. Ilagabatosa bagadia. Rondeke freketeke balakida. Take. Name of Jesus. Take. Lift up your hands. Manda bakata. The Lord is your helper. Supernatural help is coming for you. I'm seeing angels. Angels delivering packages. Over 7 people. My God. Lift up your hands. Say, I receive. I receive. My prophetic package, my prophetic portion. Liga bakaso tequila bakatai. Now open your heart and start receiving. There are like 7 people that I'm seeing, the angels releasing prophetic packages, prophetic portions into their hands, into their hands. Some of them, they are putting it on their head. Some of them, they are putting it on their hands. Leke bagadia, take it, take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Manda bakasa bataya. Receive your prophetic package. Malegobo sebeketena. Kapaka bakuta kapakata. Labakato brakata kabakatai. Ilayabato sebeletena. Rondeke freketeke barakatos. Malego brosketila borakidas. Now stretch forth your hands towards me. Stretch forth your hands towards me. Silence everywhere. Kaborasida kapatai.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I command a divine release now upon these hands. Oh yes, take, 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 take your money, take your favor, take your miracle, take your breakthrough, take your scholarship, take your grant, take your visa, take your miracle car, take your miracle husband, take your miracle wife. I command a release of this prophetic package. Take it now.
Shalabakoso vreketelebados. Malabosa. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Shalababa. Cover us with your wing. Blow like a mighty blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind.
Spirit of victory,
spirit of victory,
cover us with your wing,
cover us with your wing.
Oh, blow like a mighty wind.
Your hands, come and worship
with your wings.
Cover up with your wings. Blow like a mighty wind.
Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory.
Ministering to the Lord. Oil for the new month. The release of fresh oil for the new month. Ilaya baranda gabraga de gebrega de gebos. Fresh oil for the new month. Fresh oil for the new month. I'm seeing like four people. No, the Lord said five. 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 Five is the number of grace. Fresh grace. Fresh oil. Take it, take it. The oil for the new month. Magabagadigi balakatai. The anointing for the new season. Mande kebaligadai. The oil of triumph. Mande barosgatila kapatai. Look at me. The Lord says he's wiping away your tears. The Lord says he's bringing you into a new season. And the Lord is releasing fresh oil. Take! And the kabaruskatila prakatia. Fresh oil. Lift up your hands. Manda kabababababababasha. No more struggles. I'm seeing somebody struggling, struggling. But the Lord says by this fresh oil, no more struggles. No more struggles. No more sorrow. No more sorrow. No more pain. No more sweating and toiling. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Rondo sovregedila kapatai. I'm seeing pain leaving people's body. I'm seeing somebody being healed of a waist condition, lower back condition. Who is that person? Rush forward. I'm seeing the power of God touch you. You are getting healed. You are getting delivered from that oppression. Meleko fregedi. I'm seeing abdominal condition being healed right now. If you belong to that category, join the person. Join the other one with lower back pain. As I call your case, just rush forward. Mandeke frido selekida kapaliga badia. Le grando sofreketia. Manda baba babora badaya. Meleku freketi. I'm seeing somebody being healed of epilepsy. A family member of someone is being healed of epilepsy. I don't know whether the person is here or is a family member. That spirit of epilepsy is being judged right now. Let them stand. Manda ka baba rosketia. I'm seeing a tooth condition being healed. Toothache is being healed. If you belong to that condition, join them. Toothache is being healed. I'm seeing the Lord filling somebody's tooth. Somebody with a missing tooth. As in, there is a space. There is a space that is being filled. Whether you are here or following online, receive your healing now. Lift up your hands. Monda kabala kasataya. I'm seeing leg condition. Pain in your leg getting healed. Leg pain getting healed. Join them. Hepatitis is getting healed now. The power of God is cleansing your blood. Hepatitis is getting healed right now. Shalabako sofretele monde kebagadiska. God reveals to redeem. Manda bakasa. That painful menstruation is getting healed. That painful menstrual cramp. That excruciating pain. As I mention your case, come forward. Is getting healed right now. Oh yes, oh yes. Somebody is getting healed of pelvic inflammatory disease that is causing discharge. Genital discharge. Mataka barudekeba. Receive your healing now. Manda boko sebile kida kapalakidas. Shamala bako sovra deleketia. Manda bora sabakataya. Ele breke tuske lika borakidas. Meleko vreke degede. Any part of your body, any swelling anywhere, any growth anywhere, I want you to put your hand there. Any growth or any swelling in any part of your body that you desire healing, put your hands there. I'm going to pray right now. The growth and swelling, the healing power of God is melting them. Is causing them to disappear, to dematerialize. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let that growth die. Let the growth die. I release the healing power of God. Let it melt every tumor. I'm seeing the hand of God pulling out something from somebody's tummy. The hand of God pulling out something. In the name of Jesus, whatever my Father has not planted in your body, let it be uprooted now. Let the hand of the Lord perform the surgery. Keleboko sepeletena. Agabora safrakataya. Ilabonde keteya. You came here with an eye condition. Put your hand there. Whether it is partial blindness of any form, whether it is itchy eyes, whether it is
it is any of those eye defects, short-sightedness, long-sightedness, every form of eye condition or photophobia, you are not able to see light. You find it difficult to see light, or you find it difficult to see far, or you find it difficult to see near. Every eye disease, glaucoma, cataract, whether it is eye condition, whether partial or complete blindness, put your hand there. I'm going to pray right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let the healing power of God blast out every eye condition. Let every devil of blindness, devil of glaucoma, cataract, every devil of conjunctivitis, every devil behind eye defect, whether it is short-sightedness or long-sightedness, every condition like that, including photophobia, be healed right now. I say, be healed now. Let the healing power of God touch your eyes now. Receive your healing now. If you could not see, begin to see now. If you could not see clearly, begin to see clearly. If you could not see far, start seeing far now. If you could not see near, start seeing near now. Let every itching and eye pain, eye itching, end now. If you couldn't see light, begin to see light now. If you have any hearing condition, put your hand on your ear. Whether it is ear pain, or you are hearing sound, ringing sound in your ear, whether it is any form of deafness, complete deafness or partial deafness, or it is itchiness in your ear, or I'm seeing somebody whose ear brings out something like water. I'm seeing discharge from the ear. The Lord is healing that ear. The Lord is drying up the discharge. Now put your ear hand into your ear. Anywhere you need a miracle around your ear. As I pray right now, the healing power of God is coming into that ear, correcting every abnormality. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of deafness, the spirit of dumbness. I command every ear, be open now. Be healed now. I command every hearing pain, let it go. Let every itchy ear be healed now. Every ear discharge, dry up now. Be healed completely in the name of Jesus. Kabarusa vabalatiza elege brondo sofrakatiza. If I just prayed for you in any of those conditions, join them in front. I'm going to lay my hands on you and establish the healing. Join them in front. The rest of you lift up your hands. Recurrent miscarriage. In the name of Jesus, I decree it ends now. The next pregnancy will stay, saith the Lord. You will not lose it again. Every spirit behind recurrent losses. Some of you lose your money easily. You lose opportunity. You lose relationship. Every negative cycle of loss sponsored by the devil, in the name of Jesus, I command it to be broken. No more losses. No more losses. In the name of Jesus. Ilabako sovreketele mando ko shalabatea. Mondo bora pakasa balakidas. Now, as I minister to these people, the rest of you, I want you to begin to pray in the spirit and stretch forth your hands towards them. Kelabo shaladia. Meanwhile, I want choir. Somebody sing that iba he iba for me. Just make the volume low. Let it not be too loud. And the same thing with the keyboard. Let it not be too loud. I'm going to minister to all these people by laying on of hands. As hands are laid on you, open your heart and receive. Madam, I'm seeing the Lord touching you. What's the problem? Come, ma. Please move this. Can just move it away. Come, ma. I'm seeing the hand of God upon you.
Today is your healing. What's the problem, ma? Which of the leg? This leg, okay? Just help me hold this. Jesus is healing you, and all these problems are ending now. Father, I release the healing power of God from the crown of her head. My God, can you see this? The power of God is upon her. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command arthritis, be healed now. Let the pain go. Eye condition, be healed now. I command every devil of blindness or eye defect, come out of our eyes. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost restore total sight, perfect vision. And I release the power of God to cleanse your blood. Typhoid, malaria, whatever, they are flushed out. Hepatitis, die. The blood of Jesus flushes them. You are healed. You are healed.
Madam, come. You are free. Check. Do everything you could not do before. Come. What could you not do before? Because of, please move the pulpit there. What could you not do before because of the arthritis pain? Bend. Up, down. My God, can you see this? She couldn't do this before. Move the leg like this. Move the leg. Oh yeah, bend. Up. Any pain? Get me another mic, please. I need another mic. Okay. Any pain? Did you come here with the arthritis pain?
Yeah.
So what has happened now?
Gone.
You are, oh yeah, move, go that place. Run. Come back. Yes, what's happening? Let me know what's happening.
The time that you are praying, it's normally pain. But when you are praying,
My God, can you see that? That's the healing power of God. That's the healing power of God. It is permanent in Jesus' name. March will be full of testimonies for you. Testimonies of victory. Thank you, Father. It is done in Jesus' name. Now lift up your hands. I want you to lift up your hands. Can you just begin to appreciate Jesus? Jesus' name. Now all heads bow, all eyes closed. If you are here in this place, I want to give you opportunity now to accept Jesus if you are here to do so. If you are not born again, if you have not accepted the free gift of salvation and eternal life that Jesus has provided for us through his sacrifice. Listen, if you are not saved, you are not safe. And in case you belong to that category, or perhaps you were born again before, but you backslide, you went back to the world. Right now, say, if you are not even sure whether you are saved or not, join them. Join the first category. I want to give you opportunity right now to come back to Jesus. Like the prodigal son, you want to return to your father. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want to say, Jesus, take control from today. Oh yes, I want you to lift up your right hand. Whether you are here or following online, lift up your right hand. Wherever you are right now, lift up your right hand. Oh yes, if you are lifting up your right hand, I want you to come forward, take another step of faith. This is a very important moment. You may not always have this opportunity, Oh yes, doubt your doubt, believe God. Any voice telling you not to come is not the voice of God, it's the voice of the devil. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Come to Jesus. Come to Dr. Jesus. Come to Dr. Jesus. Come to Jesus the Savior, Jesus the Healer, Jesus the Deliverer. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, say this prayer after me. Believe it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. And on the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. Father, I pray for your daughter. I declare that the yoke of sin and Satan is broken off her life. I release her to serve God in spirit and in truth. Father, use her for your glory. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. Come on, give me a handshake. Congratulations. Hallelujah.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Aslan King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.